All right, loves, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tanner Saunders is at Master Control behind the glass. And I really had no intention on doing this as a topic today until I heard David Bellavia doing it as a topic. And I thought, wow, that's a great topic. And I want to give it some more time. So I want to talk to you guys, at least for a little part of the show, we'll see how it goes, about nursing homes. I don't think there is a person listening to my voice who wants to end up in a nursing home. I know I don't. Tanner, you want to end up in a nursing home as your final place of residence?
Absolutely not. I've had family members that have suffered that fate and just no.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely not. I would rather be found dead in a home in Florida after a month in July without air conditioning than end up in a nursing home. And I don't need to get into human decomposition, but it wouldn't be a pretty sight. They'd probably have to tear the whole house down. But nursing, the very idea of nursing homes just totally freaks me out. I mean, first of all, look, if you've been in a hospital recently, you know even the hospitals have staffing shortages, in particular of nurses. And I'm sure that the New York State COVID vaccine mandate did nothing whatsoever to affect the staffing levels at local hospitals. But every nurse I know at local hospitals is, let's just say this much, they're not exactly overwhelmed. Well, they are overwhelmed, but they are not overwhelmed with joy at what they see going on. So it's got to be worse in nursing homes. Now, I have not been in a nursing home in quite some while to visit anybody because it's been a while. I mean, Grandma died many years ago, and she was the last one to pee away the family fortune in a nursing home. But anyway, 803-0930 is the phone number, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. My only caveat here, Tanner Saunders, and everybody calling in, is just do not name the nursing home, because as I always like to say, I don't feel like ending up spending time more than I have to with attorneys. I have to finish taking care of some legal paperwork at some point this week with somebody, but I'm just kind of curious, in your family, have you had personal experiences with nursing homes? I mean, you like to think that a nursing home is a nursing home with nurses, licensed practical nurses or registered nurses providing state-of-the-art, round-the-clock, loving, compassionate care to your loved one. But a lot of the callers to David Bellavia didn't exactly say that that was what was happening. And of course, nursing homes were very much in the news during the pandemic for all of the wrong reasons. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Give us your story about nursing homes. I don't even know what brought this up the other week, but for some reason, and I don't know what it is, I talked about visiting I think she was a great aunt in a nursing home, which is now long since gone under in Kenmore, Tonawanda, that area. And as a little boy, I just remember walking in and saying, what's that smell? Oh, that's what that smell is. And it was rather disconcerting as a little boy. And 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And I'll tell you this much, for all the money my grandparents urinated away on nursing home care, we were not impressed at all by the care or the environment or the atmosphere of the places. My sister, she does not keep her mouth shut, and we were in an elevator going to visit one of our family members. I think it was Grandma over the Christmas holidays, obviously, when she was still alive. Dead people don't make very good conversation. But when she was still alive, and we're in the elevator, and my sister said, this whole place smells like, and got a dirty look from the staffer. But honestly, I could not disagree with my sister. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, if this is supposed to be one of the best places for nursing home care, I can't imagine what the hell holes are like. You know, the Medicaid, Medicare hell holes. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Yeah, it smelled like your house after somebody eats a lot of black radish and horseradish. Not very pleasant. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And, of course, my computer screen chooses this exact moment to go dead when I'm about to go to phone calls. But it's back up and running, so you don't have to worry about that. A lot of interest in the topic with David, and I've got a lot of interest in it as well. And all I can tell you from my personal viewpoint is I would much rather die suddenly 5 years ahead of time than die on time having spent any time in a nursing home. Because I'm all about quality of life and not quantity of life. I've always been that way. I think visiting that ancient family member when I was a little boy had something to do with that. I'd rather live less and not go to a nursing home than live more and be forced to basically be at the whim, caprice, and mercy of somebody else. No, thank you. Just again, I cannot emphasize this enough because I would have to take you off the air if you name the name of a nursing home that you believe offered subpar, substandard, or maybe even unethical care to one of your relatives. So please respect my authority. Sorry, I sound like Mark Poloncarz. Respect my wishes on that front, if you will. Let's go to Fia in Buffalo, first up on WBEN. Fia, you are on. Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you hit on a lot of points. First of all, the name is deceiving, nursing home. People should realize that, first of all, my suggestion, anyone within earshot has a person that they think needs to go into a nursing home, do not do it. If you have the means and the ways to take care of your loved one at home or give them home care wherever it is, do it, because a nursing home is not the answer. And it doesn't matter whether it's Medicare, Medicaid nursing home or a very expensive nursing home where you think they're going to get the quality care. Because I've spoken to so many people who've had family members at so many levels, and that is not the case. The care is bad. The food is bad. The administration is bad. There are, I will be truthful, there are some people in there who really care, but they burn out. Our mother, my brother and I, our mother was in a nursing home, and unfortunately she went in there for rehab, but she was never able to come out. She stayed in there for almost 3 years, and while she was there, we went through so much. The nursing home tried to take guardianship of her, so that they could get control of her funds. We had to go to court. The judge in the court was just totally shocked when she asked us, okay, how many times do you visit your mother? And we said, at that point, every day. And she was shocked. She said, very seldom does anyone come in here and say they visit their loved one every day. It's like maybe once a month, four times a year. But that's the key. You have to be there all the time, or they will go lacking for whatever little bit of care that they get. She had things stolen, not just her, but anyone. It came to the point where we had to leave a broom and a dustpan and a mop and a bucket in her closet so that we could sweep the floor and mop her floor when we went to visit her.
That's terrible. What was she being charged per month?
She paid the maximum for her with her, whatever her, Medicare would pay. And then if anything beyond that, at first they were only taking what Medicare would. And of course they leave you there whether it's rehab or not, when she started out with rehab, they will leave you there for whatever is allowed by the government. And then after that, they will tell you, oh, she or he is not ready to go home, and they want more money.
Yeah, it's like a racket. I'm sorry. It's like the old people racket.
And it's what people need to realize.
Let's screw these people out of every penny they could ever pass on to their family.
It is a for-profit business, and their bottom line is every Friday of every week, they want it to be their own Black Friday. Every Friday, speaking of Fridays, every Friday is when the employees got paid, and every Saturday is when they didn't show up for work. They were always short-staffed. Long story short, to be honest, I'm going to tell you this. My brother and I are both state employees, and we thought that we had a connection somehow with the nursing home division that monitored them to put in complaints. Well, somehow, every time the state was coming in to do an assessment, the staff knew. So the place was pristine, it was clean, the patients were all well put together, and 2 days after they left, it went right back to hell in a handbasket.
Makes you wonder. So
now they're not supposed to know, but somehow they knew.
Yeah, I mean, again, it sounds like they got a tip-off from inside, which is kind of like an organized crime figure paying off a juror to get off.
Now, my mom did apparently, and I use this word loosely, apparently contracted COVID because we went to visit her one day, like we usually do, and they said, oh, you can't come in. Your mom tested positive. We're going to monitor her. Okay, so for 9 days straight, I called that nursing home a minimum of 5 times a day to check on my mother, and they told me she's doing fine. Is she eating? Because we would take her food, and they, yes, she's eating. Is she drinking? We don't want her to dehydrate. Yes, she's doing fine. She's coherent. She's talking, et cetera, et cetera. On the eighth day, I called, and I asked how she was doing. Well, she's not drinking her fluids. I said, can you give her an IV? Well, we would need permission from the doctor, and he's not coming in today. I said, well, just call. Why do you have to wait till he comes in? On the ninth day, they called and told us that they were sending my mother to the hospital because she was dehydrating.
Ugh.
You don't dehydrate in a matter of hours. By the time my mom got to the hospital, my brother talked to the doctor, and they told us they would do what they could over the phone because we couldn't go in because COVID had set in by then. They said that my brother called them back after they told us she had passed away.
Oh.
He said there was nothing you could do. Can you at least do an autopsy? Can you check her vital, you know, anything like that? And they said no. Because she had nothing, there weren't enough fluids in her body to check.
Oh, that's inexcusable.
We truly believe that our mother did not have COVID, but they put her in the ward where there were COVID-positive patients, and she contracted it because they wanted her gone.
So is there any legal recourse you would have which would result in the medical records being subpoenaed?
Well, my brother spoke to a detective who was supposed to be investigating this from New York State Department of Health. That was over 2 years ago, and they have never contacted us. There was a caller on earlier who said the same thing, that they were investigating, and they never got back to them. We're still waiting.
So based on what you said at the beginning of the phone call, I take it that your family was unable to care for your mom at home, just did not have the resources or manpower or ability to do so.
And that's another thing people should be aware of. We tried desperately to bring her back home. But then there's certain criteria, like my mother had become wheelchair bound. The house had to be retrofitted. A social worker had to come in. We wanted to transfer her to another facility, but they communicate with each other. Oh, before you can transfer her to facility B, they have to call us and we have to confer. We have to make sure, you know, we have to, everything, in other words, we couldn't just take her, we could have taken her out, but then that would have been illegal, quote unquote, according to them. In order for us to put her in another facility, it would have been harder had we taken her out and then taken her to another facility because they wanted to know where she was before that or what we were doing.
Yeah.
But if the facility wanted to move, if we wanted to move her from one to another, they have to speak to each other, which I don't understand.
Well,
what are you saying
you.
That?
Fia, I have to get to some other people.
I understand, but
I'm glad you called. I'm sorry that you went through that. It sounds absolutely hellish, but frankly, I've heard a lot of hellish nursing home stories, and David Bellavia did this topic earlier. I wanted to bring it back because I found it fascinating. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Okay.
Oh, my pleasure, and I hope things work out for you. It is 226 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Talking about nursing homes and your family's experiences with nursing homes, and I'm sorry, but my experience with nursing homes is more like dying homes as opposed to nursing homes. And I'm sorry, but it just seems to be the way it is. And it doesn't matter how much they charge, whether you're paying out of pocket, whether it's being paid for through some government program, you get the same crappy care all the way across the board. And the nursing home owners and executives, they get rich off of your inheritance. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, Tanner, well done. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know you're getting older when Pink Floyd becomes nursing home show theme music. Anyway, talking about nursing homes, horror stories, and the one thing I guess I just need to reemphasize is no names of any nursing home. If you give a name or if you try to get cute, like, well, it's one that begins with the letter Q and it's on Kenmore Avenue, I got to take you off, okay? It's just, it could get me into some serious trouble. And I find myself in enough trouble. I don't need to get into any more because of you. Ada, much as I might love you, I don't want to get in trouble for you. I'll take a bullet for a few people, but some random anonymous caller would not be one. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And I know this is going to be controversial, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm a big believer in the legality of assisted suicide. At the end of my life, if there is absolutely no hope for any legitimate quality of life, I should have the option to go to an end-of-life doctor and say, look, here's the deal, or have my next of kin make the proclamation, look, here's the situation. I've always been about quality of life and not quantity of life. On February 22nd, I would like to check out, please, and I want to do it painlessly. What's wrong with it? What is unethical about that? I'm not a religious person, and your religion should not have anything to do with my decision on when I decide to check out. Why should I have to drive to Niagara Falls and jump into the rapids when I could just go to a clinic and have it done very, very easily? We are kinder to our old animals than we are to our old human beings who want to make that choice. I know the choice I want to make. I know the choice that I would want made for me, and I believe that assisted suicide is absolutely moral and ethical. And again, your religious beliefs have no place in my decision. You live according to your religious beliefs, I'll live according to mine, and let's all be happy. Let's go to Pat in Buffalo on WBEN. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me on. I think you are right on everything that you say. Nursing homes, I have had an experience, many, many experiences with cousins, family members, parents in Buffalo area, and they just don't have the hired quality staff that they need. It doesn't even matter if they're compassionate or not, which nurses normally are, but they hire these aides that can't do things. They refuse to wash my sister's hair because on her paperwork it says that she can do it herself. Well, on a day that she can't, they're refusing to do it. They countless, every week, have an error in her meds. Now, my sister still has her wits about her, and she can actually read her pill numbers and say that's not the right pill. But they're countlessly mismedicating her or giving her the wrong pills. And even a supervisor did that one time. And it's like, that's no excuse for mismedication. They don't have people, enough staff. The people who are supposed to be cooking on the floor and doing meals are giving cold meals. People don't want to eat cold potatoes or cold, you know, vegetables and stuff. And there's no reason why you can't have a top on that meal and have it served warm. They do that in hotels. Why can't they do it in the nursing homes?
Apparently, you were not in one of the hotels I was in last week. We ordered a hamburger, and the hamburgers came up like 3 hours later, but that's another story.
Oh, geez. But even we pay $15,000 a month for her.
Oh!
They say that it's going up to $18,000 a month. Yes, and they don't have the quality staff. I was very pleased to see the Attorney General in the past was on the news that said they're withholding Medicare money to a couple nursing homes in Buffalo until they hire quality staff. Now, that's what needs to happen.
Of course, that's going to be easier said than done, because if you're a registered nurse or an LPN, there are easier gigs to get than working in a nursing home. I'd love to hear from some people who used to work in nursing homes to find out, I mean, what the staff retention rate is, because it's got to be abysmal. Because nursing homes are run for the exclusive profit of the ownership or management of the nursing home, not the patient, not the workers. It's all about the big fish getting all the money, and then you having your $18,000 a month sucked off of your inheritance.
Right, absolutely. And you have to spend down and pay and report for the last 7 to 9 years when you apply for Medicare. It's a grueling process.
It's a scam.
But I will say...
Look, I mean, I'm telling you, the mob could not have come up with a better scam than nursing homes.
Yeah. What I would say is when palliative care or hospice care is assigned, it's done beautifully. It is... People are... they see people more often, they get more care, and they get, like you said, death with dignity.
Yeah, which I think ought to be a hell of a lot easier than it is now. You should not have to wait until you are basically in your death throes or 2 months from dying before you make the choice, it's time for me to go.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I'm sorry, I've been under anesthesia enough in recent years to understand that it's really painless.
Yeah.
All right, Pat, thank you.
The animals. One more thing I just want to say is we don't have care. We don't have skilled nursing care to take care of the medical needs. We had a father who had a colostomy. Nobody could change that bag for him. My sister, who's an RN, came in every day or 2 days to change it. Now, why is that? We pay $15,000.
Because it doesn't matter whether you pay $15,000 a month or whether if somebody is on the state's dime, you get the same crappy care everywhere. Because it's a scam.
I would agree. It's got to be addressed, and it's got to be improved.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Pat, thank you very much. Let's give you another way of looking at this. If children were in nursing homes, we wouldn't tolerate this. If children were in nursing homes, it would be a major national crisis and disgrace. But because they're old people who have already lived their lives, raised their children, worked their careers, da-da-da-da-da, because they're old, why pay much attention to them? They're going to be dead soon anyway. If they're children, If they were children, it would be a whole different kettle of fish. Look, I'm sorry. I just don't have a lot of good things to say about nursing homes. The last place I ever want to die is in nursing home. I just as soon try to swim across the river in the rapids of the falls than go into a nursing home, because at least I know that's going to be a hell of a lot quicker and probably more merciful. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Kathy in Buffalo. Kathy, you are on. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, but I got feedback. We're in delay. There shouldn't be feedback.
Okay, I'm going to pull over because I'm driving. Okay.
It sounds like you're in a car with some really interesting electronics in it.
No, that's my seatbelt. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I pulled over.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you for taking my call. What I want to talk about is not so much as nursing homes, but the mentality of a society. You know, in other cultures, you know, the older you get, the more respect you get. Well, that doesn't happen in this American culture.
No, it does not.
We don't have that kind of heartfeltness about elderly people. I mean, even myself, I'm an elder, right? And I go to the doctor and I tell the doctor something and you know, I say, well, this is what's happening with me. And she just say, okay, well, I'm going to prescribe a pill. Not, you know, really doing blood tests or to find out what the root cause of this feeling or this thing that I'm feeling. It's just like when you get old, you know, there's no care. You know, I mean, you could see, look how young people treat elderly people. So when you know, the people that I kind of take my hats off to some people who work in nursing homes, because listen, one person, I have a friend who works in a nursing home. And by the way, my sister was over medicated in a nursing home and she died as a result of that. Mm. But I have a friend who works in a nursing home. And on some days she has 15 people to take care of. That's 15 people to change their diaper, to, you know, to do this, to do that. And that's why there's such a strong smell in these nursing homes, is because they are very short staffed. And I've talked with some people and I asked them, you know, why do you work here? And I'm telling you, out of 10 people, 9 people told me, because this is what I love doing. I've actually interviewed people that say that. So there are some people who are there because they love that job. I have no idea why they love it so much, because I just, you know, like, just to clean a baby is enough, to, you know, let alone cleaning an elder person. And I know someone may have to do that to me one day. But the other thing is, we need to train our children to find ways to take care of us when we get old. You know, I hear some parents say, well, I don't want to put no burden on my child. Hell, weren't we burdened taking care of them?
Yeah, but you know what? I don't know. See, I understand from where they're coming, because I don't want to be a burden on anybody. I don't want to be a pain in the ass. When it comes to the point where I cannot enjoy my life, I should have the option to go to an end of life specialist and say, look, here are the reasons I want to check out. It's not some.
Well, don't you have that? Do you have that option? Isn't that option available?
No, you can't. There's no assisted suicide in New York State. No physician assisted suicide in New York State. Oh, hell, they sent Kevorkian to prison for doing it.
Oh, okay.
The man was a hero in many respects.
See, the society morals and ethics have to change in order for the nursing industry to change.
Yeah, people. But my love, people
want to make up the nursing industry.
But Kathy, people are busy making a living, trying to live their lives, and many of them. Let's put it this way: if your parent is 80 and you are 50, you may not even have the strength or the ability, much less the skill set, to take care of somebody who is in dire medical necessity and for whom there is no good outcome. There is no positive prognosis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at that point where I'm concerned, at that point, what's the point?
Well, I don't believe in assisted suicide. I don't like that. That just doesn't sit well with me.
Would you deny me that right? Would you deny? You don't want it, but I do.
Well, you know, like, I wouldn't deny you that right, but I wouldn't give it to you either. So I don't know where I would be in that, you know, in that comparison.
If I have decided based on medical evidence that I do not wish to be in a nursing home being taken care of, allegedly, 24/7, having my family spend $18,000 a month so I can sit there mm-hmm. in my own feces, I believe I have the moral right and the ethical right to go to an end-of-life doctor and say, look, it's time for me to fly.
Well, you have a right to your opinion on that, you know. I'm not where I am. I don't agree with that, but, you know, I certainly respect your right to. But what my point is that there has to be a rearrangement of how we're teaching and training our children. The children, you know, children, young people are disrespecting older people. So this is a filtering down from the top all the way down, you know. So we have to reverse this. We have to actually start teaching our children morality and teaching them to respect elders and teaching them to, you know, like I teach in a school, right? And I'm the oldest person there. I'm telling you, when I walk in the door, it's like a chair is behind me. They take my bag immediately. The group of people that I work with, I've never met such caring. And my students, it's just unbelievable. I go to school for therapy. Mm. I go and teach, and I'm almost 80 years old. I'm 2 years from 80. And I go to school for therapy because of how I'm treated when I'm there. The respect for the elderly is like unsurpassed by anything that I've ever seen. Well, and these are a group of, it's just unbelievable.
What makes your place so different? Because you said that we need to teach young people respect for elders at the beginning of the phone call. And now you're telling me that that is exactly what you receive. So my question to you is, what's the difference between where you go and where you think other people are?
It's the religious training. It comes with, it's religious training that goes all the way back 1,500 years ago, religious training.
Well, people...
It's ingrained.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathy. I appreciate...
It's ingrained in the culture.
I appreciate your telephone call. I appreciate your opinion. Thank you. You also have a right to your opinion. You can talk about the religious training amongst, let's say, the young people if you're going to school, but you get somebody who's, let's say, in their 70s, and they're in dire need of round-the-clock nursing, and their kids are in their 40s or 50s trying to make a living, trying to save up for their retirement, so they also can pay a nursing home $18,000 a month, and they just might not have the ability or the training or ability or technical skills, medical skills, to do all the things that have to be done. In a nursing home like environment. My grandmother, to her eternal credit, took care of my grandfather at home until he died in a hospital bed that had been set up in the living room. The other side of the family, they decided to stupidly squander their money in a nursing home. And I'm sorry, there's nothing more tragic than seeing a family fortune go from a pretty substantial amount to zero and still walk into a nursing home and have it smell like feces. If I want that, I can just come to work here. 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Do not name any nursing homes, thank you. And I do believe in assisted suicide. We are kinder to our dogs and our cats than we are to our human beings. And unlike dogs or cats, where we have to make the decision, and you say to yourself, wow, I wish Fido could talk. I wish Fido could tell me what Fido wants. We can actually verbalize and or otherwise communicate our wishes. We can make them perfectly well known as to what we want and what we don't want to have happened to us in the end stage of life. And ever since I've been a little boy, I have always believed that you and I should have the ability to decide, you know what, I am going downhill and I do not wish to die in a nursing home. I wish to die with dignity on my own terms without putting a gun to my head and blowing my brains out in the living room. I should have that ability. And if it ever comes to that, I'll at least have the decency to go outside first. 803-0930 is the phone number. And I'm not talking for light and transient reasons. I'm talking about terminal illness. I'm talking about a downward spiral that is irreversible and uncorrectable. And it's only going to end up in one way. I don't want to end up dying of dementia. I'd much rather put an end to this existence before I get to that phase. And again, this is not some new opinion. I've had it since I was a little kid, and I watched, let's call her my great aunt, waste away in a nursing home. And her last words that I heard her say were, "Babe, I messed the bed," although she did not use the word messed. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I think you should have the ability. Look, you ever been under anesthesia? I have, a lot, in the past few years. And there's nothing to it. It's like one minute you're breathing in gas or you're getting an IV. The next minute you're waking up in the recovery room. You have no knowledge of anything that happened during the procedure. And your body shuts down. Your food doesn't even digest. It just sits there and does nothing, which is probably for the better. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Although I do think that before the next surgery, I'm going to have a healthy Indian meal just to see what happens. 803, that's a cruel joke, Tom. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And by the way, I'm not exactly young, so these are not the opinions of some 25 or 30-year-old kid. These are the opinions of somebody who is twice that age, and I'm not that far away from the end of this existence. And I believe more strongly than ever that it is my right, it is my choice to decide when and how to go with dignity. 2:57, more calls coming up after the news on News Radio 930 WBEN.